So much. There's just nothing in the whole wide world better than music in this valley here. This is awfully, awfully nice. No better way to spend a Thursday morning. Thank you again so much for being here early. I got to see y'all run in. That was exciting. To see you run in. Let's see what's happened so far. I started with a little bit of Bach, the Allemande from the D minor partita for solo violin. After that, a song of mine called This Is the Song. And then an Of Montreal song called Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games. And that last number, how many musicians are in the crowd? I'm curious. How many musicians? A fair amount. I felt true. I felt true. You can vouch for me then that musicians, like any artist, go through periods of creativity, different phases, and think of Picasso with the Blue Period, things like that. That song, the song I just played there, is I think anyone can relate to. We musicians, we go through almost everyone goes through a Natalie Portman phase. And that song is, I think, highly representative of my Natalie Portman phase. I was 14 or 15 when a particularly important episode of Star Wars Insider came to my door. You remember remember that one, right? It was introducing the cast of the then forthcoming prequels. And I saw the woman who was to be Luke Skywalker's mother and just, and I was like that for the next 6 years, during which I wrote that song. If there are any young musicians in the crowd, I just have one piece of very serious advice for you. That song is called Song for a Young Queen. My serious piece of advice is never to name anything that you write until you're 25. Or do that. Your engineer gets upset. Mandolin's fine. D strings, on the other hand. Political thought in the world right now. Here's a song for that.